Welcome to Healthy by Choice, a broadcast designed to bring powerful healing into your life today. Gaining and maintaining optimum health is possible at any age. That's what thousands are learning at CHIP, the Complete Health Improvement Program offered across the country and around the world. You can learn more at chiphealth.com. But now, get ready to enjoy some proven results and priceless benefits. I'm your Healthy by Choice host, Charles Mills. Many are talking about it, many are following it, and many are discovering that what they thought was a good idea really isn't. The Mediterranean diet is heralded as the best road to optimum health, but as we'll discover today, that road has a few rather large potholes in it. Our guest is the founder of the Complete Health Improvement Program, Dr. Hans Diehl. Dr. Diehl, what do we need to know about the Mediterranean diet?
Well, you know, it is the most touted diet to better health and longer life. The worldwide headlines have been talking about that adding extra virgin olive oil and nuts would actually reduce the risk of heart disease compared to, shall we say, a low-fat diet. This is what is out there right now. The Mediterranean diet is the answer to all your health problems. And I want to go into this study a little bit more detail today and take a look what happened there, okay?
Yeah. Now, first of all, let's talk about the Mediterranean diet itself. What basically is the Mediterranean diet? What is included on the menu?
The Mediterranean diet usually is not a single dietary pattern, but it has several common features. It usually emphasizes to eat more vegetables, more fruits, more beans.
So far, so good.
More unrefined grains.
Good.
And some nuts and seeds. But then it says, and add plenty of olive oil. And we want to talk about that today.
Yes, yes.
But usually it also tells people to, if you include some fish and wine, that'd be fine. But minimize the intake of meats and full-fat dairy products.
Okay. All right. Minimize. Okay.
So yeah, which is all good. The Mediterranean diet then actually says reduce cream and butter, reduce sugar drinks, you know, the pop, reduce pastries, cut back on cakes and donuts and cookies. All these things are good. Cut back on puddings and custards and get away from the French fries and the chips.
Okay.
You know, so these are all good things. So the Mediterranean diet has a lot going for it.
Yes.
But somehow people have the notion that the Mediterranean diet allows you to do anything you want to eat, except make sure that you have plenty of extra virgin olive oil and nuts, and then you're fine.
Man.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
And that is a misunderstanding because what I have just described to you as a Mediterranean diet is actually a diet that is moving in the right direction towards a more optimal diet, right?
Yes.
Because it emphasizes fruits, vegetables, beans, and unrefined grains, all the things that we have been advocating in our CHIP program.
Yeah.
It also, you know, makes room for some nuts and seeds. That's fine. It diminishes the utilization of animal products and of processed foods. Mm-hmm. So we think this is moving in the right direction, but the concern that we have is that the public out there doesn't hear that part of the message. They only hear, as long as you have your olive oil, everything is fine. You know, I mean, you go to Olive Garden,
yes.
You know, it's a very well-known restaurant chain, and they are very known for providing extra virgin olive oil.
Yeah.
You go there and you have your meal, and before you start, you have a little bowl there with extra virgin olive oil, and then they give you some white bread. It looks like it's a perfect sponge that you can dip into that oil, and then you just take it all in and you say, now I'm going to be healthy.
We're good. Yeah.
See,
we're good.
That's a concern that we have.
Yeah. So a lot of people are buying into this thing. People are lining up for it, as a matter of fact, and it makes sense from our standpoint, but it makes sense from theirs. If you can eat anything you want, just be careful. Just sort of watch what you're eating. So we're watching ourselves getting sick over this thing.
Yeah, that's right. You know, much of the upturn in emphasizing to take in more of the virgin olive oil, you know, which is oftentimes exclusively seen as the benefit of the Mediterranean diet, comes from a powerful study that was actually released just very recently and published in the New England Journal of Medicine. The title was Primary Prevention of Cardiovascular Disease, that's heart disease and strokes, with the Mediterranean diet. That was the article. And it was published by a group of researchers that conducted this program in Spain. The head researcher was Dr. Ramon Estruch. And so they have gotten a lot of publicity, and everybody is happy, particularly the two Spanish companies that supplied the extra virgin olive oil and another Spanish company that provided the nuts, as well as the California Walnut Commission. Sure. So, you know, they're writing this thing very, very high. And right there, we should be a little bit concerned. Are there some
conflict of interest?
Yeah, there could be, right? At least we want to say there could be. It doesn't mean it has to be. But the question is, can a Mediterranean diet really effectively prevent cardiovascular disease? That's the issue that I want to talk about today. Here's what these researchers did. They compared three different diets. The first diet was a Mediterranean diet plus half a cup of extra virgin olive oil every day. That was provided by the companies, right? So that's diet number one, Mediterranean diet plus a half a cup of extra virgin olive oil. The second diet that was examined was the Mediterranean diet that we discussed earlier, with all the advantages, plus this time 1 ounce of nuts. And the companies provided walnuts and almonds and hazelnuts. And then you have a third diet, which was called the control diet, right? So we want to see what these two diets do in comparison to another diet, which was a regular diet that people were consuming, but they didn't have the added extra virgin oil and also the extra nuts. And they called this the low-fat diet. Okay. I don't know how they got that word, low-fat diet, but that's what they call it. It was a diet that had 39% fat. And, you know, in our TRIP program, we like to see a low-fat diet more to be like 20% or less. And the other people like Dr. Ornish and Dr. Elstein, they'll even like to go down to 10%. But, you know, so when they talk about a low-fat diet, when people start at 39%, you know, that's not really a low-fat diet. So it's a misnomer. That's the first issue that we have to sort of keep in mind as we discuss this. And so what they did, they made these three diets available to patients that were at high risk for heart disease and strokes. You know, just to give you some idea, these were people in the 55 to 80 year old bracket. You know, these were people that you would expect would develop heart disease. They had not yet had heart disease, but they were expected because they had high risk to develop that. And so they wanted to follow up these people over the next 5 years. So what they did, they looked for people that were either diabetics, which promotes heart disease, or they had at least three risk factors for heart disease, such as they were smokers, or they had high blood pressure, or they had high cholesterol, or they were overweight, right? These are risk factors. And if these people had them, then they were in the study. And here's what they did. They enrolled 7,500 men and women in the study. And they were then divided into three subgroups. So you have diet number one, which was the Mediterranean diet plus a half a cup of extra virgin olive oil. You had a second group that was the Mediterranean plus 1 ounce of nuts every day. And then you have this third group, the control group, which was a regular diet, which was high in fat, 39%, but they call it for some reason the low-fat diet, because they gave these people once a year over a period of 5 years a pamphlet that said, reduce your fat intake. And so they went from 39% to 37%. Big deal, right?
Yes.
So now let's take a look what happens if you have these two Mediterranean diets plus the added olive oil or the 1 ounce of nuts per day when compared to this other controlled diet.
Let me clarify something here first. The Mediterranean diet with the half cup of extra virgin olive oil and the second with the 1 ounce, did that second diet not include the olive oil?
It had the usual amount of olive oil that's in the diet, but it was not receiving an extra supplement of extra
virgin olive oil. In other words, one and two both had olive oil in it, but the first one had a half a cup more than usual.
Yes.
And the other one had 1 ounce of nuts more than usual.
That's correct. And what they did with these two experimental diets, they provided individual and group dietary sessions every 3 months to make sure that these people were really following the Mediterranean diet, you know, which we described earlier, fruits, vegetables, beans, unrefined grains, and cutting back on processed foods and animal products, right? But to make sure they had their half a cup of extra virgin or the extra 1 ounce of nuts every day, right? What they found after about close to 5 years, they found that the two diets with the added oil and also with the added nuts actually produced a 30% lower rate in heart disease. Well, they didn't, I shouldn't really say heart disease. They produced 30% less in the area of fewer heart attacks, fewer strokes, and fewer cardiovascular deaths. And the people that had these two Mediterranean diets, they had 30% less. When they looked at that more carefully, they found there was no difference with heart disease, and there was no difference with cardiovascular death. So there was, it didn't affect the cardiovascular death, but it affected the stroke. The stroke risk was significantly reduced. Now, that's good news.
That's good news, yeah.
But again, we're not so sure that you can reduce the risk of a stroke probably much easier by really helping people to cut back on their sodium and to losing weight instead of going through all these kind of things where you have to drink every day half a cup of extra virgin olive oil. You know, so these are some of the issues then that we want to discuss a little bit more now.
So we'll talk about the results of this test and some surprises that came along as a result on our return. So everybody stay right where you are.
I felt that I was living a healthy lifestyle, but I was starting to have a few problems that I attributed to aging. I did not consider myself obese, but I had gained 40 pounds over a period of about 25 years. My cholesterol was raising, my blood pressure was beginning to creep up. I was on medication, a series of medications for lowering my cholesterol. But the condition that affected my lifestyle the most was the osteoarthritis in my knees. I had very limited mobility and limited range of motion, constant pain, and this was affecting the interaction with my grandchildren. When I first began making changes through the CHIP program, pounds began to melt off right away. Inflammation and other symptoms of my osteoarthritis in my knees just disappeared. I was able to eliminate medication that I was taking for cholesterol. I felt so much better, had so much energy, and I truly believe I was healthier than I was in my 40s. CHIP has given me a second chance for an active life and a long life. I'm really looking forward to being an active part of my grandchildren's lives as they grow, and I've chosen to be healthy for the rest of my life.
Are you ready to be healthy for the rest of your life? Visit chiphealth.com to begin your journey. Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. We're here with Dr. Hans Diehl. He is the founder of the Complete Health Improvement Program, and we're talking about the Mediterranean diet today and a study, a recent study that was released that looked promising on the surface. It seemed like a good idea that they took people and they divided them up into three groups. They took 7,500 people, divided them up into three groups. One group had the Mediterranean diet plus a half a cup of extra virgin olive oil a day. The second group had the Mediterranean diet plus 1 ounce of nuts. And the third group just went along with the Mediterranean diet and were requested by a pamphlet to please lower your fat, which they did from 39% down all the way down to 37%. And there was some surprising results, Dr. Diehl. Share with us what you've learned and what we should know.
First of all, we have to recognize that the American diet, the typical Western diet, is usually high in saturated fat, you know, which comes from animal products and from, you know, some of these coconut oils and so on. So the usual diet, the Western diet, is usually high in saturated fats because of animal products largely, and it's also usually has too much trans fats,
yes, yes,
which come from these processed foods, which are now, you know, we want to begin to outlaw the trans fats because mm-hmm. both saturated fat and trans fats cause the liver to go into overdrive in producing cholesterol, yeah. which is then finding its way into the coronary arteries and the arteries of the arteries in general, mm-hmm. and then create these cardiovascular problems, right?
Yeah.
So now what we have with the Mediterranean diet, which is different, is you have now a diet that doesn't have as much of the saturated fat because it has reduced full fat dairy, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it has also cut back on animal products, yeah. You know, like meats. Mm-hmm. So you have an advantage right there with the Mediterranean diet, fewer animal products, less saturated fat. At the same time, you also have less dairy mm-hmm. because they've cut back on the full fat dairy products. Mm-hmm. So what you have then is you have less saturated fat intake
right.
Because of the meats and less full fat dairy. And number two, you have fewer trans fats because you have cut back in the Mediterranean diet on these processed foods, right? We talked about the chips and the cookies and so on and so forth and the beverages and so on. So now what you then have done, if you want to really summarize that, when you look at the experimental diets here, the Mediterranean diet that was used and the usual diet, what you have really done, you have replaced some of the saturated fat and the trans fats with vegetable oils.
Yes, yes, vegetable
right?
source.
Vegetable source. And that comes in terms of extra virgin olive oil and those nuts, right? So now the question is, what would you really expect when you add a lot of oil, like in this case, to a diet and nuts? Well, for one thing, you will have a difficult time, and they found this here too. You have a difficult time with the management of diabetes and, of course, with overweight.
Yes, yes.
Overweight is a big, big issue. Whenever you have overweight, you have to worry about heart disease. You have to worry about diabetes and so on. Therefore, adding extra virgin olive oil mm-hmm. or large portions of nuts mm-hmm. to a Western diet is not going to really help you with the battle of the bulge.
Mm.
It's not going to help you with controlling your weight. And, you know, weight is a powerful factor that is at the very foundation of our chronic diseases.
Yes, yes.
So olive oil really contributes to people gaining weight. There's no question about this. When you have a half a cup of olive oil added, this is not the way to go. That's pure calories,
yeah.
right?
And that's not exactly a whole food either.
That's exactly right. And, you know, we need to talk about that maybe later on as well, because when we ask the question, does olive oil really prevent heart disease? We need to take a look at what we know. And that is they have done studies. I'll refer you to a study that looked at the development of new atherosclerotic lesions, you know, the buildup of these plaques inside the arteries over a period of 1 year. And they did this with angiograms, where they take x-rays of the heart arteries of people. And they found that all three types of fat, and that is the saturated fat or the animal fat, or the monounsaturated fat, these are the olive oils, and then the polyunsaturated fats, these are the omega-3 and 6 oils. All three kinds of fats were associated with significant increases in new atherosclerotic lesions over a 1 year of study.
Even the plant-based fats then, too? Even the plant-based
correct,
oils?
Okay. Correct.
All right.
Only by decreasing the entire fat intake.
Yes.
And
yes.
that includes the poly and monounsaturated fat, you know, the so-called good oils.
Yes.
Only then could you actually contribute to the stopping of the growth of these lesions.
Mm-hmm.
So heart disease is not really affected in a positive way in reversing the disease processes by just replacing one fat with another, but you have to cut back on the totality or the fat intake.
That's why this group, while they had 30% less events, they did not fix the problem. The problem still existed. There was some benefit to the Mediterranean diet as far as heart disease is concerned, but it did not fix the problem. Is that what I hear you saying?
Yeah, that's right. You know, it lowered the risk of stroke, but the others were not really affected.
Okay.
And really, we're not really interested when you have people that are 55 to 80 years of age, like in the study. Yeah. We're not really interested in preventing heart disease. We're interested in reversing heart disease because chances are very, very good. By the time you're 60 years of age, you already have 50, 60, 70% narrowing, even though the disease may be subclinical and has not emerged yet fully, you know, to the person. So we need to really talk about regressing heart disease, reversing heart disease, and that doesn't happen with a Mediterranean diet when you add a half a cup of extra virgin olive oil to it or you have some of the other things, you know.
And that would not work with the Mediterranean diet because the Mediterranean diet includes a base level of oil. So we're still talking about a problem with the base Mediterranean diet even before they divided this group up and made these changes.
Well, you have heard of Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn from the Cleveland Clinic who took near-death coronary patients that could no longer be operated on, and he put them on a very, very simple diet where the fat content was more like 10% or less.
Yes.
And very simple foods, no animal products, you know, and these kind of things. And of course, you know that he has been very successful in helping these people to live a full life. Mm-hmm. I mean, these people have extended their lifespan, which was perhaps at one time predicted to be a few months, to more than now 20 years. And he made a comment on this study, and he said, quote, "The New England Journal of Medicine article entitled Primary Prevention of Cardiovascular Disease with the Mediterranean Diet," he said, "is misleading and inappropriately titled." He said, "It should really read the promotion of cardiovascular disease with a Mediterranean and controlled diet."
Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, earlier, the British Medical Journal updated the randomized large Sydney heart study, which again confirms the findings of this present Spanish study that the addition of oils worsened the outlook for cardiovascular disease. Here's what they did in Sydney. This was a 7-year study. They looked at some 458 men. They were 30 to 59 years of age. They already had heart disease. So they had a recent coronary event, and they wanted to see what happens to them. Can we prevent a second heart attack in these people? Can we prevent cardiovascular death in these people in the next 7 years by substituting safflower oil for saturated fat? So that's a similar study, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And here's what they found. They found that there was actually, if anything, there was an increase in the number of deaths from all causes, from heart disease and from cardiovascular disease, in the people that were taking the safflower oil. And, you know, the question always is, why do we push these oils? Because they're very, very calorically dense. They're promoting overweight and with that diabetes and all the other problems, right?
Exactly.
Why is it? The reason is that when we replace the saturated fats with vegetable oils, it does lower the blood cholesterol levels.
So the cholesterol goes down, but that's not the whole picture. There's more to oil than cholesterol.
Yeah, that's true. Lowering cholesterol, we have always seen when it comes to dietary means, will also reduce the likelihood of heart disease. But what we have done, we have thought any way that we can lower the cholesterol by medication or by substituting one fat for another, then we will have the same results. We bring the cholesterol down, yes, but the clinical results are not following. For instance, when we give people some of these powerful cholesterol-lowering drugs, the benefits are actually fairly small. Okay, but when you bring cholesterol down with diet, with a simple diet where you have much less fat, you have more of the foods as grown foods, then you will always see a consistent decline in heart disease and a regression, a reversal of the disease process. So what we have to do, we have to make a distinction here. Bringing cholesterol down is a good idea, but bringing it down with medication and with replacements of fats may not be the best answer. The best answer has to be found bringing cholesterol down by not eating the cholesterol and by not eating all the fats that we have in the diet.
You know, this explains a lot, Dr. Deal, what you've said today to us on your program. This explains why So many people say, I am eating healthfully. I have cut back on so much. I don't eat as much oil as I used to. I eat extra virgin olive oil now. I eat plant oil now. Why do I have a heart attack? Why am I having overweight? Why am I having these problems in my family and in my own body? That's the reason. Cutting back is dangerous. Eliminating is necessary. Am I on the right track here?
Yeah, particularly when you want to reverse heart disease. Yes. And the arterial narrowing that affects all of our major arteries in the body. Mm-hmm. We need to move towards a more optimal diet. Mm-hmm. We need to move away from a Mediterranean diet plus added fats. We have to move towards a Mediterranean diet that's becoming even more Mediterranean.
Yes,
that cuts
yes.
back even more so yes. of the animal products. They're doing a fairly good job of moving in the right direction, but just going halfway and then thinking that adding extra virgin olive oil will save us is not the answer. We need to begin to focus on eating more fruits, more vegetables, more whole grains. We need to eat more beans and lentils. If we want to have a few nuts, that would be fine. This is the kind of way to, I think, approach our Western killer diseases. And when you add to it some exercise every day, when you add to it a grateful heart, being a nice person, you know, feeling valued, then I think we have the prescription for healthy hearts and health in general.
Yeah,
buoyant health.
Yes, buoyant health. You know, this program is called Healthy by Choice, and every time I talk to you, I realize how well this program is named. We really can determine our level of health. There's a sliding scale here. Our health follows our intake of good food. Our health follows our exercise program. Our health follows our trust in God. Our health follows our ability to love people and to have an attitude of gratitude. Our health follows our actions in these areas in some very profound ways. So if you want to have that optimum health, you need to just really follow that slide, follow that scale all the way down to its optimal levels where these things are not reduced but eliminated. And the good things are the stars of our lives.
These pure vegetable oils, you know, like safflower oil and so on, we don't recommend them because these are no longer really the fat as it comes in food, but it's a refined, mechanically extracted product. And as such, these pure oils actually do damage to the body because they're no longer being protected by the surrounding things that come with the oil. When you eat corn oil, in its original form, you have the corn that has certain protective substances with it. Once you extract it, you're in trouble. That's why we don't recommend these oils, even though we sometimes call them healthy or good fats and oils.
All right. Very good. And you have science to back that up. Healthy by Choice is the name of the program, Dr. Deal, and I'm so glad that you were with us today to share with us your findings and to share the findings of these studies. You know, the website www.chiphealth.com has other information for you, listener, and articles to read and videos to look at, all on these areas. We want you to be healthy, and we want you to know that the choices that you make and what you eat, how you live, and your attitudes do make an incredible difference in your life and in your health. That's chiphealth.com. Dr. Deal, thank you so much for being with us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Dr. Hans Deal, inviting you to be healthy by choice. Goodbye, everyone. If you'd like more information about Healthy by Choice, call Three Angels Broadcasting Network at 618-627-4651. You can also email us through our website at 3abn.org.